There are, as you can imagine, troubles at both extremes. Originalism can be difficult to apply because the historical evidence is not always that clear. Historians disagree at times about what the framers meant by certain words, certain phrases in the Constitution. We defer substantially to James Madison, but we do that in large part because he left really great records. Other people didn't leave such good records. So is it fair, is it reasonable to give him such an outsized influence over the interpretation of the Constitution? Another issue, somewhat ironically, paradoxically, is that the framers may not have intended original intent. The framers may essentially, some people have said, enacted a constitution that the core of which was, you people, future generations, work things out. We're giving you a framework. Within that framework, work it out. Settle things yourselves. Don't look to us for the answers to absolutely every question. Another question is whose intent should govern? The authors, the people who wrote provisions of the Constitution, such as James Madison in the case of the First Amendment, or the ratifiers, the people at the state levels who said, this sheet of paper that's being put before us that says it's going to protect freedom of speech, yes, we like that. We're ratifying it. We're turning it into law. Another issue is the framers disagreed on various things. Sometimes they disagreed on things and they tried to cover it up by using very general language, leaving the specifics unspoken because they were areas of dispute. Another argument is that the framers were trying to create a new society, not to preserve the old one. Another is that they simply could not imagine the kinds of issues that we face today. The framers obviously didn't have any particular opinion on regulating pornography on the internet. Justice Alito, in one case, said to the lawyers arguing the case in live oral argument before the Supreme Court, Justice Alito said to them, Justice Scalia would like to know what James Madison thought of violent video games. Obviously, James Madison did not give that a lot of thought. We are confronting issues that simply were not there before the framers. And finally, they were racist, sexist. They did not share our attitudes in lots of respects. It may be difficult to disentangle what we consider offensive attitudes that they harbored from some of the constitutional choices they made. At the same time, the living constitution approach has some very fundamental problems. It diminishes American democracy. It creates at least the potential of judicial tyranny. It tells judges and justices, do whatever you want. Say it's based on your philosophy, your philosophical interpretation of the Constitution. You want a right of privacy? Fine, just make one up. It is, as we've talked about earlier, hard to undo bad interpretations of the Constitution by amendment. It's just very hard to amend the Constitution. It is not necessarily liberal, although it very frequently is in practice. Abortion, gay marriage, the right to contraceptive. Nowadays, those sorts of rights being discovered in the Constitution, non-textual rights, advance a liberal political agenda. That's not always the case. Early in the 20th century, the Supreme Court said that you can't have laws about minimum wage and laws against child labor because of the constitutional right of freedom of contract. The court later reversed that. Now it can arise in terms of guns, corporate political spending. When you give power to your party, this is a rule worth remembering in general, keep in mind the other side may win someday. If you're saying to your fellow liberals, let's use a living constitution approach because then we can apply our own political values to the Constitution. Remember that conservatives will be in power someday too. And they may start stretching the Constitution to lead to outcomes you don't like. Scalia's approach is put it to a vote. If it's something you feel that strongly about, put it before the people to a vote to amend the Constitution. Don't just change the rules.